Let us pray.
Creating God, here in this space we are gathered, called by our sense of urgency, our thirst for wisdom, and our longing for community. Here at this time we are gathered, called to be held accountable to our values and to be reminded of our hopes, dreams, and possibilities for the future. Here in this space, at this time, we are woven into a web of community. May our shared work be a blessing to this community and to the wider world. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from Psalm 33, verses 1 through 5. Sing out your joy to God, you who love justice. Praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Praise God with the harp and play music with a 10-stringed lyre. Sing God a new song, play with all of your skill and with shouts of joy. For the word of God is true and everything God does can be trusted. God loves justice and right and fills the whole earth with love. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
It's a big day. On this day, as we begin the 157th academic year at Gustavus Adolphus College, I am struck by the opening of Psalm 33, which you just heard. The psalmist tells us, sing out your joy to God. Sing joyfully. Rejoice. Shout for joy. Is that you today? Did you walk into this chapel overflowing with joy? Did I just bring a smile to your face? Did you sing out that opening hymn of praise with unbridled exuberance? I hope so, because this is indeed a day of celebration. We're here together as a community, and together we begin a new academic year. We're full of anticipation, of optimism, eagerness, and yes, a measure of joy. Let's unpack those five beautiful verses from Psalm 33. The first three verses are a call or a command to praise God. Here they are again. Sing out your joy to God, you who love justice. Praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Praise God with the harp and play music with a 10-stringed lyre. Sing God a new song. Play with all your skill and with shouts of joy. Now, it may be a little uncomfortable for Lutherans, but I guarantee you we can do it. After telling us to sing out our joy to God, the psalmist tells us who should praise God. And that is all who love justice. Other translations refer to the morally upright or the righteous. In other words, we are looking for all those who are fair, just, honorable, and who will do what is right in the sight of God. And then the question is answered of how we are to offer praise. Use instruments. Offer praise with a harp and a 10-stringed lyre. And of course, if you want a little more pomp and circumstance, you might consider the pipe organ. Thank you for our instrumentalists who will be with us in this chapel throughout the year. And then finally, we are told what we are to sing to God. We should sing a new song. Play it with skill and with shouts of joy. When we approach our worship, And maybe you could think about, as approaching our academic year as ever new, we can experience it with a freshness that is truly life-giving. So bring your skills, your talents, your artistry, and your very best selves, and shout with joy. In doing so, we can become aware of God in our midst, and our hearts are stirred. So after that call, in verses 4 and 5, and in the subsequent verses, if you choose to go back to them, the psalmist explains the reasons why we are to praise God, why God is worthy of praise. Here they are. For the word of God is true, and everything God does can be trusted. God loves justice and right, and fills the earth with love. In these short two verses, we hear five of God's qualities revealed to us: truth, trustworthiness, justice, rightness, and love. We praise God because God's word is true, because God can be trusted, because God loves justice, fairness, and equity, because God also loves rightness or righteousness, because God's love is faithful, steadfast, and extends across the entire earth. And so what does that mean to us today? We might ask, how are we doing in reflecting the qualities of God in our daily lives? And how is Gustavus doing as an institution? This is a powerful list of character traits and perhaps worthy of thoughtful consideration at both the individual and the community level. Certainly, as an academic institution, we value truth-seeking and new knowledge. We search for truth for the betterment of society and for all humankind. We pursue a variety of scholarly questions, and we teach students the importance of asking, what is truth? What is true? And of course, as individuals, the commitment to seek the truth, to value the truth, and to be truthful in our interactions is at the core of our personal integrity. Truth is indeed foundational to a healthy community and the pursuit of excellence. Trustworthiness is the close cousin to truth. Are we trustworthy as an institution? Our students put their trust in us to fulfill our mission and to provide for them an education that will prepare them for meaningful and productive lives beyond Gustavus. And we trust our students to be part of that relationship and that agreement as well. We must earn that trust every day. This week, we have the great pleasure of building trust with 700 new incoming students who are joining our community. Please remember that trust is relational. It develops between people and must always be treated with great care. Trustworthy institutions are made up of trustworthy individuals. Like truth, trust is foundational to a healthy community and to the pursuit of excellence. And then there is justice and righteousness. Justice, of course, is one of our five core values. But what does it mean for Gustavus to be a just institution? How do we collectively demonstrate and practice justice, fairness, and equity? And at the individual level, how do we engage in everyday justice? What does that look like? I believe a commitment to justice invites us into action, and this takes intentionality by each one of us. So let's intensify our efforts to value diversity, promote equity, and to practice inclusion. Our incoming class has the highest percentage of students from historically underrepresented groups in the history of Gustavus. We welcome all of them, and of course, all of our students. All our students will appreciate and benefit from our everyday support, our guidance, our encouragement, and our care. That is everyday justice. Righteousness or uprightness is closely related to and dependent on justice, in my opinion. Right living, or living with integrity, high moral character, honesty, decency, and goodness, will compel us to pursue justice. And at the same time, authentically and faithfully pursuing justice requires right living. So practice right living for yourself and for the sake of the others in this community. It will make our community stronger and more vibrant. And then finally, there is love. May love be in and around all that we do. Love of place, love of mission, love of teaching and learning, love of the people in this community. May love fill our hearts to overflowing each and every day of the coming year. You will, in a few moments, have another chance to sing out with joy. In fact, you are free to take joy with you for the rest of the day. And remember that tomorrow is a new day, and it has its own new song. Find delight in the people around you, in your work, in the beauty of nature, and in the smallest of kindnesses. My fellow Gusties, as we commence a new academic year, may we, as individuals and as a tightly bound community, find reasons to shout with joy every day. May we strive faithfully for righteousness in our daily living. May we be inspired to be our best selves in all we do, called to work with uncommon zeal for the common good. May we aspire to excellence in our many endeavors and relentlessly pursue justice and fairness for all. May God grant us grace, peace, and an overabundance of joy this day and always. Amen.
Receive this blessing. May our teaching and learning be deepened through relationships of love and care. May our research and study be inspired by the joy of discovery and novelty. May our leading and serving be filled with compassion and grace. May our hearts be filled with gratitude as together we live for one another and for the world. Amen.